Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Woodstock to meet with Hudson Valley native JoJo Ans. She's the owner of Shop Little House, which opened in 2014 and remains one of the best places to discover an eclectic mix of one-of-a-kind finds, vintage and modern housewares that are both practical and often whimsical, as well as artwork, photography, and books. JoJo and I have known each other for close to 20 years when we were both in New York City working in photography in a previous life. But she moved back upstate in 2009 and now devotes herself to creating this distinctive retail space, a favorite among both locals and visitors to Woodstock's infamous Tinker Street. To start, JoJo, tell us about the inspiration for your shop.
I think it was really mixing sensibilities of both country and city living and being inspired through my photography of old things in general, because I shoot such traditional photography that I'm such a nostalgic freak. When I look at images from 100 years ago, it's just always that curiosity of what was it like in that moment in time. I think it's translated to the shop with objects. And I know being in Woodstock, people really come around to this town because they want to touch on this sense of nostalgia that they have for something in their life with music or curious about the place. So when I opened shop, I was aware of that. At the time, there weren't a lot of housewares shops here, and people were already moving up to the region, relocating. And this is something my parents did in the 60s. They came up from New York City, the Bronx, and Westchester, and moved up to Southern Dutchess County. And I just happened to grow up with, you know, my grandparents and parents having all the mid-century modern furniture that's now come back around to being so popular and desirable. It kind of became a natural progression for me to include both the old and the new. It's always been a little science experiment from the beginning to see what people responded to. When you open a business, I believe that it shouldn't always just be your own agenda. You have to respond a little bit to what is missing in the town and kind of move with it from there. So that was really important to me too. I just didn't want like my own passion project. I wanted it to be a give and take with the community and with my customers. So that's how it evolved.
What I see is your fingerprints on everything. And I see so many unique objects that I assume you've hunted and gathered for. Where do you find all your great stuff?
Well, my easy answer to that is it's not where I go, it's that I go all the time and that it's my job, you know, to go. And that's the fun part for me. I think that's also a little bit from my photography background, because the fun was traveling and getting out and discovering new places. And back in my photography days, I was always thrift shopping, but I was more looking for clothes and things to kind of prop myself out in and create that fantasy. So when opening up the shop, I just reverted right back to that. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to be here in the shop all the time, but my outlet of fun for the other side of finding things is to go out treasure hunting and getting inspired by all these different places and people and the things that I'm attracted to. And sometimes it's the weirdest stuff and things that just amaze me. They've stood the test of time. And that's fascinating to me, too, that it's managed to pass through so many hands and then end up here. And, of course, then the whole environmental thing of repurposing. There's so much great stuff out in this world that can still be utilized and enjoyed to this day.
And find its new home.
Yes, exactly.
So if we walk around the shop, do you want to point out a few things that are some of your favorites?
Sure. That's going to be hard because they're all my favorites. It's all like little babies in here. Some favorites are these cotton quilts that are this company that goes way back. I remember them going to college at New Paltz, and so they were a company that was set up here, Utility Canvas. And I think they're a really great practical product to have, and I know that if you buy one, you'll have it forever. So I love that aspect of it. Other favorite things I will say is the alpaca pillows. I love to connect when it's a friend of mine and it's another female-owned business. And this is my friend Jenny Lee. She has a business called Inti Earth, and she's Peruvian. And she goes to Peru, of course, where she has family. So she helps sustain some local communities and families by procuring the alpaca. We love that it's, we say, ethically sourced because the animals are used after passing from natural causes. It's just been such a comfort item. It's a little bit of a fancier item, you know, for the store, and I really try to be aware of having a really fair price range of things. But sometimes you just have to treat yourself, and I just love that it supports probably on more than just the three levels, like not only women-owned businesses, but supports family and community. So it's myself, my friend Jenny, and then the family or women that are making the items in Peru. And she also does these frazada pillows, which are all a woven wool, and they're all one-of-a-kind pieces. So one thing that was said in my family a lot was champagne taste and beer pocket, you know, so I'm always very aware of having great taste, but wanting it to be at an accessible price point, you know, and that was such a big thing when I opened the store for me, is I wanted people to walk in the store and feel like things were accessible.
There's definitely something for everyone. What about these roller skates? I'm thinking those aren't for sale.
Those are not, and those are part of my family's collection. So those were my dad's. He was a professional speed skater in New York City growing up in his youth. So when roller skating became popular in the 80s, he took my sister and I a lot. So this whole mid-century wall unit that I grew up with, it was in our family's living room, and I have my dad's turntable, and the roller skates just seem like a good, you know, retro prop to have along with them and give me memories of roller skating. You know?
So I love your area of the shop that's focused on drinking. I see some flasks and champagne glasses, and it looks like cocktail tumblers.
I love this area because I grew up with this wall unit, and in our home, it was the bar, and it was usually closed, and it was this endless source of intrigue for me as a kid, because when it was open, it would like smell like wood. I knew something special happened around here. So as part of the display for the store, I kept the bar area, and now it's filled with bar accessories, from bottle openers made in Japan to fun little bird corkscrews, and all the vintage glassware that I just think is so special to find.
And I also love all of your cocktail drink books.
Yes, anything to make it a little bit easier. For me personally, I'm a pretty simple drinker, so I like to keep it really easy for people too. And also really good gifts, you know, so people definitely come here for gift items. And barware is always a very popular little gift.
Can't
and all the
wrong
accessories there. But if you're not a drinker, there's definitely a lot of other glassware for you. Mugs and tumblers that are both locally made. So I usually end up mixing those in too. You know, I like to have some humor in there. I love when people are looking around the shop quietly and then I'll hear them laugh a little bit and chuckle, you know, so I feel like, okay, people are getting my little bits of humor that I try to insert here and there.
Giggles are good.
Yes, they are.
So is there anything you've ever sold that you wish you held on to?
Wow, yes. Close to when I first opened, I went to an auction, which I don't do very often, but there were items from the Metro North train cars, probably from 50 to 60 years ago. And there was a silver coffee pot. And with the auction, I could only really afford to buy one because everything was selling for a lot more than I felt I could afford to resell. So I was like, let me just get one. You know, I know it'll be a little pricey, but I got it and it sold right away. And I knew, I was like, oh, that felt really special. Well, since then, some of my friends make fun of me because I do have some things around the store that
are not for sale.
And I've learned to say they're part of my collection because there have to be some things that are permanent placeholders that help with the display and merchandising and just the character of the store.
And it's it feels like JoJo's house.
Yeah, that's the idea. It has to. I spend so much time here. It needs to feel like home.
Speaking of home, we're here in Woodstock, but you live in Kingston, right?
I do,
Between Kingston and Woodstock, what are things you can recommend to our listeners?
Oh, there's so much. I moved back to Kingston about 10 years ago, and in that time, so many great restaurants and music venues have opened. And now here in Woodstock, too, when I opened the shop, it was a little bit stagnant at the time. You know, the same stores had been around for a long time, which was something that I admired. That meant the town, of course, can sustain businesses. But visitors were really ready for a new crop of younger businesses to open. So here in town, there's a shop, Three Turtle Doves, and she does vintage clothing, really beautifully curated. And then there's Tinker Taco Lab, which is this great taco place. The owner's from Texas, but he studied at the culinary. They've just done such a great job renovating the spaces and making it a nice combination of local and visitor-friendly. And now North Front Street in Kingston has so many great shops. Another is Lovefield Vintage. And right next to them is Blue Cashew Kitchen Store. I worked with them before I opened my own shop, and they just do really beautiful, modern kitchenwares. So much to explore in Uptown Kingston. New restaurants. One is Lis, L-I-S. They have a home in Woodstock, and she's Polish. Lis means fox in Polish, and it's on Foxhall Avenue. You know, so I love how people weave in their personal story with their businesses as well.
Thanks for the tips.
Of course, anytime.
And thanks for welcoming me into your shop. I know you have to open the doors. There's a line outside.
Right. Thank you so much for coming today, Julia.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.